Yeah.
Go. Hello, hey, this is Joe Wilson. Hello.
Hey, Wilson, how you doing? GoDaddy's on the phone.
Who is it? Can I know your name, please?
Hi. Hi, Joe. My name's Damir. I'm with GoDaddy. I was actually trying to help Carlos here with, I guess he had gotten an email from you guys or some information about some kind of dedicated hosting. What are you looking for him to have?
Well, we're trying to go ahead and have a host because he has a website in place with us. We do have a demo. We do have his website on a demo link right now, all right, on our host at the moment. All right, we need to just go ahead and migrate it from our hosting server to his so we can connect it over to the domain as well.
How are you looking at doing that? Because he has a managed WordPress hosting account that we could do, but I'm putting the domain in, and it's not letting us do a migrate an existing website.
Because I think that he has I think that he has a website builder with you guys, a subscription or website builder.
No, he has managed WordPress. It's kind of a dedicated WordPress hosting environment.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get access to his account?
Yes, he provided us an access, so I can just go ahead and check on my team can go ahead and have a check on that. But if you can just give me like 1 minute.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was gonna say if you have access to his account and you go to the My Products page, you go down to where it says Managed WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
And just you would select Manage All to the right, and it lets you, it gives two options there about, it'll give two options, one to build a site or one to, move a site over here. It's just the demo domain that you guys have is not allowing for a migration.
Yeah, because we will be providing the file for the website. So we can just go ahead and, get it up on there. But if he has a managed WordPress hosting, well,
yes.
That's good.
Yeah, he has managed WordPress. So what you guys can do when you set it up as a new file, and then when you get to there's a settings dashboard, and in there you'll see FTP information that you could set up, and then you can use FTP to migrate the files directly into there, and that should work.
WordPress hosting, if you can just give me
if you guys are doing the that's fine.
Of course. Well, that is not a problem. Well, I just have to check with the team, so we can just go ahead and go on with the process. All right, and we can go by that.
Yeah, you guys were probably looking for the cPanel hosting, but the managed WordPress is kind of he's already paid for that, so I didn't want him to have to buy new hosting to support this.
Mm-hmm. And what plan does he have for, like, $8.99 one, the basic one?
No, it's a managed WordPress with 5 websites, so it'll say there's a pro there.
Pro, okay. I can see as basic, deluxe, ultimate, e-commerce.
Well, those are the options that you're seeing to buy. He's already purchased hosting, so if you'd have to get logged into his account, and there's under his managed WordPress section, there's two files. One says managed WordPress-Pro 5. The other says basic managed WordPress website.
All right,
so
if you
click manage to the right of the one. You're fine. Take your time.
Yeah, just
I'm talking
give me a quick
really
minute,
fast.
Like...
Sorry about that.
Well, that is okay. I understand you.
I know. I'm from Chicago. It's a Chicago thing. I talk quickly. I apologize.
That's okay. All right. If you can just give me 1 minute of fresh time so I can just go ahead and check on it.
Yeah.
Real quick.
You're good.
All right. Just give me a minute.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. But isn't it going to ask them for a password again, even though they're in the account? For the WordPress,
it shouldn't if they can get logged into the account, there's. I know what he's trying to do, so don't worry about it. I got
okay.
it.
Okay.
Do you give them access to your GoDaddy account? Like they can go in and do that?
Yeah, I gave them access. Yeah, to load up and also what I gave the access was for to retrieve some of the context and pictures from the existing website, which was the Florida investigation one. That's the reason why I gave the access. And then when they're done, I'm changing everything again, the passwords and everything, of course.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, but basically, because if you ask me, I'm not computer fancy, you know. I'll probably mess everything up just for one stroke.
You know, that's true even when you know what you're doing, so don't feel bad about that.
Right. Yeah. Because I like say, you know, I just don't. I mean, there's so many other hosting and stuff, like, and I was just, nah, stick to you guys. I like the new 365 that you guys got going on. That's all right. That's me.
Well, that's what everybody's talking about nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that is a really good Microsoft 365.
Yeah, that's really good. Yep.
Well, that's true.
Microsoft.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My team is checking on it, and I will be getting back to you within 1 minute. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No,
okay.
We're taking
time.
No,
it's all good. Don't worry about
it. As long as we get it right the first time, we're good.
Sometimes even try number two will work. That's fine.
Yeah. You know, I had the other one for like for so many years. I had the, obviously you can see the foreign investigation, the regular those email, and boy, they gave you the option. You can add like 10 accounts, 3 accounts, 5 accounts, 6 accounts. You can keep going by email.
Guys, I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, okay.
No worries.
Yeah. Well, we were able to go into that, all right, and I suppose that one of the domains, public6cfl.org, is not set up with the WordPress. If you can go ahead and do that for us, so we can just go ahead, you know, upload the whole website over there so you can go live.
Because okay, so you want me to set it up, so all you have to do is manage into it, is that correct?
Yes, so because two of the domains are set up with the WordPress.
So it's okay that it's okay that it's going to be plain, right? It's going to just say just the domain name, and the domain temporarily will go to a, you know, the WordPress cafe
yes.
page, you know, the
yes.
normal site, and you'll
yeah,
be able to upload that. Okay, mm-hmm. I got you.
So
I will take care of it. Give me a moment.
Yeah, if you can just go ahead and do that, I would highly appreciate
it. Yep, just give me a moment. Just, no, I don't want to do this right now. What the heck? All right. So. Doesn't matter. Sorry, I'm talking to myself.
Oh, no, that's it. Okay, I understand.
Don't worry. That's
I do that a lot.
It's when you ask yourself back is the problem.
We three are on the phone, so we can talk to each other. That's okay.
No, but that's a common thing. We all talk to ourselves. It's when we answer
oh,
ourselves
yes.
back is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that all the time, and my teammates are like, sir, who are you talking to? I'm like, oh, never mind.
I tell them, you don't want to know, because then I have to kill you.
Well, that's a pretty good line, though.
Yeah.
If I have to tell you, then I have to kill you first.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You know the secret.
Where was that line from? What movie was that? I think it was for...
Isn't that in like 100 different movies?
I think so.
I could tell you, but I'm going to have to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm just, I have to wait for the installation to finish, so it's at 32%
oh, no. okay.
right now, so just give me a moment.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to worry about an inch. Well, I suppose the dedicated hosting works better for the website. What do you think?
What's that?
I was saying the dedicated hosting works more better with the website. What do you think about it? The DS32 that you guys have? For the hosting service?
I guess I'm confused about your question. What are you saying?
I was saying that we do have two kinds of hosting, right? One is a shared and one is a dedicated one. So I was just letting...
Oh, I mean, okay, so I get what you're saying there. The dedicated hosting, though, that can get pretty pricey. Then you're talking about like a VPS almost. And unless someone has a heavy, intensive data, intensive site, and they're expecting 1 million to 3 million visitors a month, I really wouldn't be pushing people to use that service with us because it's way overkill for a WordPress website typically. So, just depending on the business, right? Like that's dedicated servers wind up being really expensive. So
if,
I wouldn't.
If they have a whole,
I'm not recommending
like that.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a site like that where it's like I said, heavy data, heavy usage, a lot of visitors, a lot of video, a lot of intense stuff. Then we talk about moving into more dedicated environments. But otherwise, you know, the type of hosting that Carlos has right now probably could support easily 500,000 visitors a month without any slowdowns. So I wouldn't say
that's
that.
Pretty.
And looking at your demo site, I wouldn't expect any slowdowns just from any data that's on the site. So.
All right, well, that's good to know. That's good to know.
So I feel like everything's going to be okay. We're almost done here. It's halfway finished.
How much is it? 50.
It's preparing a slot. It's a preparing a slot in here. So for it, so it's almost done. It says the site is ready, and it'll automatically redirect in just a couple seconds for me. And then you guys should be able to refresh it and see that it's on the My Products page, and you guys can manage into it from there. And upload the site.
All right.
Yeah, I see it should be ready.
All right, okay. Well, I will have my team to go ahead and check on that first, and then we can go by that. Sounds good?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. On this end, you should be okay.
All right, okay. Well, I'll have them to go ahead and get on to that business, and I'll just go by that for you guys, all right?
Okay.
All
right. Let me get
go ahead and stay on the phone.
On that. Well.
Yep.
All right. Oh, just give me a moment.
Are you gonna go? He's gonna stay online, this guy.
Are you staying online, sir?
Yeah. Just give me a quick second so I can just go ahead and
check
on that end.
Oh, you know what? Let me do something for you here. Hold on. Let me upload the domain name so you guys can see it with the domain on it.
Yes, if you could
give me a moment, so you'll know where to go. That's what you're asking. I'm sorry. I'll take care of that right now. Give me a sec.
Appreciate it.
And new primary. Yep. And Carlos, that was publicsafetyfl.org, correct?
Correct.
Excuse me. Sorry, guys.
Bless you. No worries.
All right. So, yeah, you should be good to go now. If you refresh, reload there, if they're in the account, they'll see one of the sites is labeled publicsafetyfl.org. That's the one you want to use.
All right. Okay. Just give me a quick minute, sir.
Yep.
All right, okay, they got it. All right, so Carlos, we will just get on that.
They need anything else from us?
Oh, no. I
GoDaddy, yes. Okay, so you guys are good on your end, right? You need GoDaddy anymore?
Yeah, I just need to ask that because they are asking, like, what if they're using them in the password for that one? Because they might be asking us for that. And
which one?
What is the one? The one that we just set up, and what is the admin URL as well? If you can just go ahead and let me know about that as well.
Yeah, well, that's
well, the admin URL is going to be publicsafetyfl.org/wp-admin.
Let me just note it down, all right? Let me just note it down. I won't remember that.
Yep.
All right, it's the domain, and then what was that?
It's the domain, a forward slash, then WP for WordPress, a hyphen, and an admin, A-D-M-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
That's the admin login.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they go through the GoDaddy account, you know, there'll be an edit site option.
Mm-hmm. Edit site option?
Yeah,
okay.
They just click on edit site. It'll get them directly into the dashboard, and then they'll see the username in the upper right. And
okay.
And the password there.
And the password as well?
Okay. Yeah, they'll see that. They won't see the password, but they'll have the ability to change it. They'll see the username is signed in.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well, let me just go ahead and let them know about it, and we'll get on with that, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you click on, if they manage into the existing one through the GoDaddy account and then click the edit site option, it'll get them right in. And then once they get in the upper right-hand side, there's going to be, it'll say howdy, comma, and public safety admin is actually the username. And if they click on that, they'll be able to see the edit into the details and they can update the password for it there.
Mm-hmm. All right, just give me a minute. They're working on it. Let me just go ahead and have a check on that for you, okay? Give me a quick minute.
Yep.
Hello?
Yep. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, so this is Sam here. Actually, I'm trying to get the username and password of publicsafetyapple.org, but I'm unable to get it. So can you let me know verbally, like, what's the username and password so I can go ahead and save it?
For which one?
Yeah, so the username is public safety admin. Now, are you able to go into the dashboard through the GoDaddy account? Because the gentleman before said you guys were able to do that.
I am on the website, like, and I opened the admin URL, which is w-admin. So they are asking me username and password.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, give me a second. I'll give you something. Give me a moment.
Uh-huh, sure.
Just one moment. All right, so give me a moment here. All right, so the username, this is going to be all lowercase letters. It's going to be public safety admin, so PubliSafetyAdmin.
Uh-huh.
And then the password, I put in, so it's a capital P,
uh-huh,
and then a lowercase UBLIC,
uh-huh,
and a capital S, like Sam, A-F, lowercase A-F-E-T-Y, and then a capital C for Carlos, A-R-L-O-S, 2022. So it says Public Safety Carlos 2022 for the password, and the P, the S, and the C are all capitalized.
Gotcha, got
it. And just let me know if that works.
Yeah, it works. Right.
All right. Do you need anything else?
Not now. I got it what I needed, right? So, Carlos, are you there? And thank you so much for providing me this thing. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm. And right. Carlos, what about you?
Carlos, do you still need me?
Yeah, I need you, but just hang on a second. Yeah, go ahead. Hello?
I will. Go ahead. I'll stay on mute.
Okay. Carlos, so what I will do, I will go ahead and launch your site on this domain, right? And AD will update you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Carlos, and thank you for your cooperation, all of you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.